T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ayanna, are you guys planning to go down to the courthouse or to the holding center today to try to get her out today?
I mean, here. If they follow, they would maybe they have a little better understanding. Let me try to help you understand how it works. Yes, I'm going down now to bail her out. But what we have to do is we still have to wait. She won't actually come out for 1 or 2 days because they have to give probation time to go to the house to assess that she has a landline phone that accommodate an ankle monitor. So the judge only allowed them 1 to 2 days to do that. So within 2 days, she'll be walking out.
Okay, so obviously you guys just must be really excited. And by the way, is it okay if I record this interview for tape playback?
Oh,
on
that's
our
fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You must obviously be very ecstatic that Judge Velardo today said that she can be released from jail.
I'm grateful. I'm excited, but I'm grateful. The whole family is going through so much right now, like with accommodating the kids and me being off work 45 days, me worried about my daughter's physical condition in there. I'm just grateful that all of it is starting to come together, but it's a long fight. It's not over.
What does it mean now that she can be at home? I guess what's the benefit for her to be at home during this process?
Well, I did speak with our professor, and I believe that she will be able to make up that last exam, the two that she had to get her bachelor's. So that's what we wanted to do after we make sure that she's physically, you know, seen her doctor, reunited with the family, especially her children. And what means the most to me right now is that she is able to get her bachelor's still this year.
Now, that's obviously going to be one battle that you guys have to face, but of course you still have a lot of the legal battles that are going on in state and federal court. What's the next steps legally now that you guys bail her out? I mean, or bond her out, right? That's the correct term on that one?
Yeah, bond her out, yes.
Okay, so you bond her out, and then, some of the conditions were she has to stay at home, she has to get permission to drive from the probation officer. How difficult is it going to be for her to try to go through all these things knowing that she has to stay at home and have all these things going?
Well, you know what? She's not a big person that's always out and about anyway, so I don't think that would be a factor, but I do know that her just being home with her children and being gone away for these, I think, almost 40 days, 35, whatever, how many amount of days, it let her know, you know, to be suddenly taken away from your family. It's more important to be at home with your family. So now, even like going to the grocery store, even if she just didn't get permission to go to the grocery store, I'm willing to go to the grocery store. My mother's willing to go to the grocery store. My grandmother. So she has all the help and the support. I'm going to go back and forth with her to the mental health and the substance abuse treatment. Whatever she has to do, we're going to do it as a team.
When you and I had previously spoken right around the time that this incident first began, you had mentioned that she was paralyzed from the waist down because she got shot twice. What's her?
Correct.
Do you know what her latest health status is?
Yeah, but let me clarify this. I don't know why they keep saying twice. It's not twice. She was shot multiple times. I'm not going to give another number because it is what it is. But there was a combination of regular bullets and the rubber bullets. So she was actually shot more than twice, even with regular bullets. But that's for us to do to determine in court. So I'm not going to bring too much of the case up. So, but now her condition is, let me go back to the paralyzation part. Initially, after her surgery, she wasn't able to walk for the first week or so, or maybe 2 weeks. After that, I did let everybody know that she was standing and she has difficulty walking. In fact, she was teased about the way that she walks now because, of course, Of course, she has to get that equilibrium back together, I would say. So she's not very balanced, but she's still a little bit in pain because she was only using Tylenol. But I think the most damage is mentally.
Okay.
And she did have a lot. She had, I guess, when she was shot in the abdomen, she has liver damage.
Okay, and you had mentioned the mental health aspect. She's going to have to undergo mental health exams while she's at home confinement. Do you believe that's going to be beneficial for her?
Exactly, I do, because it's trauma. Anytime there's trauma, you may need to discuss something that maybe she can't tell the family, or she has an outlet, you know what I mean? She has somebody that she can trust to talk to besides somebody that may go repeat it. So I think it will be beneficial. Everybody, after something like this, I probably would have to go for some kind of mental health treatment as well.
Ayanna, my last question for you here is, you know, a lot of what's happening in Deanna's personal life is being made public throughout all these court proceedings. You know, you hear about all the things. You see what she goes through every day. What do you want the public to know about Deanna? Because a lot of people will look at this situation and say, and just look at that video and say, she plowed through a group of police officers. What do you want people to know about Deanna?
There's a whole lot of stuff that's in the media, and if you see a story, I see a story, nobody sees the same thing. I may see the video, you see it, you know what I mean? Nobody sees the same thing. But what I will say about Deanna is Deanna's never wanted to intentionally hurt anybody. If everybody was listening and posting, you can't see where during her history, course of history, that Deanna's actually physically hurt somebody. So what I want people to know is that that's not Deanna. I don't want her to be portrayed as this violent individual, and she's not.
Yeah, we've constantly been hearing from you. We've heard from the attorneys, activists, that everything that happened that night was an accident, and Deanna never intended to hurt anybody. You still are maintaining
never.
That?
Never. I'm still maintaining that, and the facts are coming out. I mean, anytime that there's a question, we have to look at both sides. Like I said, my heart goes out to those officers. You know what I mean? Nobody can say what happened at that moment. All I do know is that I believe in her when she says that it was an accident. We all know that she wasn't even there as a protester. So if she wasn't there protesting, what would be the reason? What would be the probable cause for that to happen? So, I'm maintaining that this is an accident. This whole thing is just, I wish it was, it's unfortunate. And I know it happened, but I think that it's going to help her making some of the decisions, like the decision. And let me just clarify this. Deanna's not a junkie, as they put on the media or on Facebook or on whatever social media. Yes, she did take an ecstasy pill. And if you know anything about ecstasy, I'm a mental health counselor. Each and every one of those drugs that they listed may be contained inside of a synthetic ecstasy pill. So it's not like she was sitting there doing an abundance of different drugs. She took a pill, and yes, she's wrong, but she took one pill that may have contained all of those.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.